Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the onda this week is the expression cláusula Lincoln, or the Lincoln Clause. It's an expression you use as an indirect negotiation tactic when you're trying to make a movida with a chota on the border. The Lincoln Clause is a sly but clever way of offering a $5 bribe that you can plausibly deny making if necessary. To be sure, we use the Lincoln Clause here in reference to the entire series of dollar denominations. Because inflation has obliterated the viability of a Washington Clause, the Lincoln is likely the bottom end or opening of such a negotiations. Presumably, the highest you can go is the Benjamin Clause, unless, of course, the other party invokes Section 2 or higher of that clause. Good thing you didn't start with the Washington Clause. Boy was in a jam. He'd just been stopped by a cop in mirror sunglasses in the middle of nowhere. The cop was threatening to arrest him and impound his car solely because he had exceeded the speed limit by more than 10 miles, which Boy denied. Boy didn't think he'd been speeding at all, but it was his word against a vato who seemed perfectly comfortable acting as judge, prosecutor, and executioner at the same time. If he went to jail and his car went to an impound lot, it'd take days to resolve everything and block his first big date that weekend with his childhood sweetheart, Meche. But there was a possible silver lining in an otherwise bad situation. The cop's name badge said Zubiate, a rare last name, and he was related to that family, and the cop had acknowledged the kinship when Boy asked him, yet he didn't seem to be retreating. At the same time, he still hadn't put the cuffs on Boy. Did this mean he was negotiating? Boy thought he'd try a gentle test. Since this is a pretty lonely road and you say I was only going 10 miles above the speed limit, ain't I protected by the Lincoln Clause? Boy asked. The cop smiled behind his glasses. The Lincoln Clause doesn't work in this case. Good thing you didn't start with the Washington Clause. That would have been insulting, he said. No, I think the severity of your infraction means only the Benjamin Clause or higher will cover it. Sorry, I meant the other bearded guy, Grant. You sure that clause won't cover me? Boy asked. Nail, I need to check my law book to be sure. But if I do, it may turn out that the problem is as high as Chapter 2, maybe even 3 or 4 of the Benjamin Clause, the cop said. So the Benjamin Clause, Chapter 1, is where we are, asked Boy. Let me get my law book, the cop said. No, never mind. I'll plead to it right away, said Boy, reaching into his back pocket. The cop started laughing. Boy was confused. What? Boy asked. Primo, I'm just kidding. I ID'd you as you were passing by, the cop said. By now, everybody knows you came back home, the cop said. My jefito will be happy to hear I saw you. You should go and say hi to him and OJ. I will, said Boy. Meanwhile, slow down on the curves. The speed limit is 10 miles slower than the straightaway, the cop said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.